Check this out. I think it's the Feast of Trump, the big one. I believe President Trump is the biggest trumpet of all. I think that this is it, you guys. The next 10 days are called in the Bible the 10 days of awe. Like, awesome. And they end with the Day of Atonement. And then after that is the Feast of Tabernacles. So let's just watch and see what's going to happen over these next 10 days. And we'll just stay buckled. And I just really do believe that we're going to see a lot more exposure, just like we saw today with the big pharma, the vaccines and all that. And then we also, of course, have seen with the Charlie Kirk revelations, all these things are coming out and they cannot stop it. They cannot stop the Spirit of the Lord moving on the people. So exciting. So enjoy the Feast of Trumpets, and I'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melly. This is the Feast of Trumpets. Were you guys celebrating with me last night? You know, it's not a coincidence that this all came out. President Trump was adamant. He says, I want this to happen on Monday. And that was on the Feast of Trumpets. This is biblical. You know, a lot of people don't really think of this as a special day, but we do. And we've been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets for a very long time. So we see the significance of it biblically. We see this the symbolism. And really, you know, he is a huge trumpet, no doubt, a trumpeting the truth. And so for those of you who are new, definitely check into my website right here, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. Over here on the videos, on the playlist, you can see biblical festivals. And, you know, the Bible says that they would try to take away our festivals so that we wouldn't participate in them. And that's exactly what they've done. But I'll tell you, today it started at sundown last night. That's when the day starts. That's what on the biblical timeline, that starts on the in the evening and morning. That was the first day. Remember how in Genesis it says that? And then for these next 10 days, they're called the days of awe. So I just feel like we're going to get something amazing every day. It's going to be like Christmas. We're going to talk about all the things we've seen so far. It's really very amazing. And then on the Day of Atonement, that is the day when our sins are, you know, symbolically, you know, that's the day we celebrate that our sins are remitted, removed, that the blood of Christ, you know, washes our sins away. And so this is a huge day in the biblical calendar. So the Festival of Trumpets is Rosh Hashanah. It's also the new year. It's the day when we gather together to go like charge, you know, into battle. And that's what President Trump was doing starting then, and hey, he has not let up, and I don't think he's going to let up. I really do believe this is a huge feast of Trump. And after the Day of Atonement, then is the Feast of Tabernacles. So you can start getting ready with your, what they call it, a booth in some Bibles, but I like the name tabernacle because it really reminds us of how the Lord dwells with us. And so after we have fought and we have turned to the Lord and we're on His side, fighting alongside Him and fighting for justice in the world and making sure that we are walking in His ways, then our sins, you know, of course, are forgiven on this Day of Atonement, and then He tabernacles with us. That's how it works. And I really love how, you know, with all this going on with Charlie, you know, and I've done two videos about this, maybe three on this Charlie thing and piecing all this together. Whatever the truth is about Charlie, it's really helped a lot of people turn to the Lord. I think that with the worship service yesterday, memorial service, a lot on the 22nd of September, 2025, a lot of people are realizing, hey, you know what? I want to turn to the Lord. I want to live like Charlie. And they began to realize, hey, that, you know, worshiping the Lord, look at how happy these people are, even though they've lost their dear friend and they're not, you know, rioting in the streets and all that. So very, very exciting. If you're not familiar with what I do, we look at how this is biblical. I've been teaching God's word for a lot of years. I don't even want to tell you how many years, but a long, 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 long time. I just had my birthday, September 8th, birthday in the Lord, September 8th, and it was 41 years since I gave my life to the Lord and really in earnest and began to seek him and really study his word deeply. And so that's, you know, a lot of years. And so it's really been helpful to be able to have those years. And for those of you who are new, you might not know, but the Lord helped me to decode the book of Revelation. This is End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace. It's $2.99 on Amazon. I just want everybody to read it. You can actually listen to the audiobook right here. And so you can see the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them. Not us. It's the end times for these creeps. And you just look at President Trump, you know we're going to win. Don't forget, hit that like button right now. Right now, hit the like button. Make sure that you always share. Thank you so much. I have a post that you guys helped me to push out there. It's gotten over 200,000 views. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just got to be able to reach people with the good news. You know, I have the same, you know me. Y'all have been with me, many of you, for years and years and years, and you know that I have the heart of a missionary. I'm like, we've got to get the truth out to people like, you know, Charlie did. Make sure you've subscribed and your bell is rung so you'll be notified when we do surprise lives. All right, so that's the site, melissaredpill.com. Now, the first trumpet we're going to talk about on this day. Did you see all of these countries that have recognized the Palestinian state? Now, I will tell you this, I'm not a fan of having a two-state solution. Okay, that's not my bag. I believe that what it needs to be is a one-state solution, and the criminals who've been running this government, the Zionists, have to be removed. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit, about what President Trump said today, and I'm going to try to decode what he said just in a little bit. But so did you know all these countries, basically the only countries that are not are Greenland and America, and maybe was that Sweden and Italy, and maybe Germany. It's very few have not said they were recognizing the Palestinian state. So this is huge. And of course, President Trump went to the UN today. We're going to talk about that. So yeah, maybe saving Israel for last. That's where we finally are. I didn't think we'd ever get here. It's felt like forever. Thank you, R. Carly, for my happy redemption birthday. I love it. I celebrate it every year. Love you too, Nisi. All right, so the other thing, oh my goodness, this is huge, huge, huge with the huge trumpet blast of telling the truth about the autism and what is the problem, what's causing it. And, you know, a lot of people thought it was just going to be talking about Tylenol, but clearly President Trump had more to say. He is taking it to them. No fear. Our president has no fear. Actually, Bannon just came on saying that President Trump reminded him of Jesus when he went into the temple and took it to the religious leaders of his day. And of course, that's why they, you know, hung him on the cross. But I wanted you to see what Macri had to say. And so he said that, first of all, there's so much, and I posted all this on the social media over on melissaredpill.com. You can see all the social media, so you can listen more in depth to each one of those videos. But bottom line, that they're saying that, you know, autism is clearly being caused by something, and they're connecting it to the vaccines and the thimerosal mercury in the vaccines and the women taking Tylenol when they're pregnant. I was not aware of that until he just came out with that. So he says that leucovorin, another chemical, you know, I'm not big on chemicals, you know, I'm not big on taking big pharma, but either way, he said that Macri said that 2/3 of the children who took it, who had autism and took this medication, had seen improvement. Now, you guys know what I've been talking about is our wonderful Keto Carry. Our wonderful Keto Carry. Go to Keto Carry, KERRI.com/FFB. It's over on my health page. She has helped so many children who have suffered with autism, starting with her own son. And so we're going to have something special to tell you about that at the end of today's video. But I didn't know, and I've never asked Carrie about this, but that it was caused by a folate deficiency in the child's brain that leads to autism. I did not realize that that was the case, and that somehow the Oh, he says it better than I do. Let me just go ahead and let him tell you because he does a much better job. I mean, hang on, let me get the volume going. Here we go.
Here to announce good news. Today, the FDA is filing a Federal Register notice to change the label on an exciting treatment called prescription leucovorin so that it can be available to children with autism. You know, autism may also be due to an autoimmune reaction to a folate receptor on the brain, not allowing that important vitamin to get into the brain cells. It's a fairly established, mature pathway. Again, we have a duty to let doctors and the public know we are going to change the label to make it available. Hundreds of thousands of kids, in my opinion, will benefit. One study found that with kids with autism and chronic folate deficiency, 2/3 of kids with autism symptoms had improvement and some marked improvement.
All right. So, you know, I knew that when you're pregnant, you need to make sure that your folate levels are good. I knew that. I had no idea that there would be receptors that would be like turned off, like the door was closed so that the folate couldn't get into the babies. And so then they would have inflammation and that in the neurons, and then the inflammation would cause the autism. Okay, so that's what they're talking about. And, you know, my opinion is that we need to, I'm not big on drugs. I'm big on, you know, natural remedies. If you haven't seen my site, freedomforce.live/remedies, go to the, you can just go to Melissa Redpill and you'll see on there, the remedies page, the health page. You know, I'm big on detoxing, and that likely is, you know, what is, you know, opening that pathway so that the folate gets into the children's brains. But that's my opinion. I'm just amazed at our wonderful president. He had talked about, you know, with RFK, that he's been they've been talking about this for 20 years. Now everybody's talked about that, you know, they weren't, you know, friends or whatever, they weren't going to work together. Let me tell you something, this is a plan that's been in the works for many, many, many years. This is not something new that they've cooked up, that this is something that President Trump has wanted to do for many years, and all of the pieces of the puzzle had to be in exact precise place. And here we are, praise the Lord. You know, I had my first baby in 1987, and I did not ever give my children vaccines, not one. And it was a pain. You know, whatever you did, you had to get some kind of documentation that you had a religious exemption. I'm like, yeah, my religious exemption is that I don't want to hurt my babies. Anyway, but I, you know, thankfully I learned from Dr. Mendelsohn about this, and a lot of people were not aware of this information, so I'm very thankful that I knew. But a lot of these parents have just suffered, and the babies have suffered. It's just been absolutely horrible, and you can tell how much President Trump loves the moms, that loves the children, and you could see that all these men are just working so hard to recover our health and to restore the health of these babies, these children. So I'm very, very excited. You know, it says in the end times that there'll be joy that no man can take away, and that means that we'll have our health back. So that's very, very exciting. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the Trump of President Trump and First Lady Melania going to the UN today. And boy, did he blast the trumpet at them. Telling you, he was really, really... Okay, so I'm sorry. So my health freak says my oldest daughter has a vaccine injury. She doesn't believe, and she doesn't believe me. She doesn't remember. And the doctors in school had brainwashed her. Wow. No vaccines for my kids. Well, okay, so... and not to say that she would listen. Yeah, the heavy metals in the vaccines, Tylenol depleted, glutathione docs, and yes, thank you, Aspen girl. So yeah, the heavy metals prevented the Tylenol depleted the glutathione so that you couldn't get the folate into the brains and into the neurons, and that caused the autism. Anyway, so I posted about that, but thank you. But yeah, if she's willing to, she can have a conversation with Keto Carrie. Just go over to ketocarrie.com/FFB. And, you know, if she's willing to have a conversation and maybe look at some options, and I think Carrie would lead her in the right direction. All right. But yeah, okay, so you guys all saw this, right? That they, as soon as they step on the escalator, as soon as President Trump puts his foot on the escalator, of course, Melania was like one step ahead of him, the escalator stopped. You know they wanted, I'm going to mute this, you know they wanted them to fall on their faces. I mean, these are the very same people that wanted something horrible to happen at Butler. It's outrageous. These people just, they drive me crazy. Look at this. immediately stops. You can see she, you know, she held on. But, you know, thankfully, as he said later, you know, she is in very good condition. And so she didn't, you know, she didn't fall. But that's exactly what they wanted to happen. These people are so awful. And I want you to see President Trump's face. Did you see I posted this? Oh, you don't see it in that picture. There's one where he's looking at him like, okay, I know what you tried to play. I know what you tried to pull, but it didn't work. You failed. And then, of course, he gets up there to speak to the people, and then the teleprompter's not working. Of course, President Trump, nothing ruffles his feathers. He just goes along, and he, without a hitch at all. Okay, so this is what I had posted about Charlie Kirk, and to encourage people to go and look at this video, We Are Charlie. If you haven't looked at that, I would really encourage you to look at it, because we're talking, you know, we've been told that we're buttercups, and I said I freely accept that I'm a buttercup, and that I realize I have been, not prepared and buckled in tightly enough. And so realizing that something bigger is going on. And even today, and I don't have it ready for this video, but maybe on the next one, talk about that, you know, it appears that Mrs. Kirk's family has been connected to some of this intel agencies for a long time. So it would appear that she's, you know, this has been in the works with them for a very, very long time. I was kind of looking at it in a sense that Charlie had gotten in too cozy with some of these really evil people, and so then they are, you know, putting his life in danger. So it's, you know, not to say that that's not the way it happened, but this has all been part of this plan, you know. And if you remember, we were told on the board they're doing everything to keep everyone as safe, exhausting every resource to keep everyone as safe as absolutely possible. Yes, but thank you so much, everybody, for sharing this. If you haven't done this already, I'm going to put the link in the chat so you can like it, share it, comment, and bookmark it. So it helps to get the truth out. I really, really appreciate you guys helping me to push this out. Okay, I got something else to tell you before we go into more about what's been going on. Do I have that post? Let me see if I have that post. I don't know if I have it right here. Okay. Here is the one. Did you know, I'm going to tell you more about what he said at the UN. Did you know that, thank you, Jim Jordan, that now Google has admitted that they censored Patriots? And they're blaming it on Biden, whatever, you know, we know that that's not the case. But yeah, so that accounts of thousands of Americans censored for political speech. And so this great big day when we were all censored, this was October 15th. And that's when I lost my account. And now before that, it had been shadow banned. And I have, remember if you were with me that back in the day, I always had to hold up a word so I could, you know, hold on to my account. And I never had any monetization or anything. I was just trying to keep the account so I could have my free speech. So they're saying, oh, our bad. If you just let us know, we'll go ahead and reinstate your account. And well, my opinion is, you know, it's treason. It's treason. What they have done. This is not just, oh, my, sorry, oopsies, we made a mistake. No. This is treason. Because if it hadn't been for the miracle of the Lord and for President Trump coming in and this amazing plan of these wonderful patriots for all these years, we would have lost our country because of them taking away our free speech rights. Free speech is not just because I want to say what I want to say because I want to say it. It's because we have to have free speech to maintain our country. That's the only way we'll maintain our freedoms. So anyway, so these people are guilty. I'm not talking about the little plebes that work at YouTube, whatever. I'm talking about the ones at the top are guilty of treason. Treason. It's not just, okay, whatever. And it's not even really about restoring us financially, which they should, okay? But more importantly, they must pay an account for their crime against our country. This is the problem. And by the way, while I'm on this topic, okay, so they're saying Biden pressured Google to censor Americans. It was unacceptable. They agreed it was unacceptable and wrong. Well, I went ahead and I turned in my appeal. So I'm waiting to see. Like I'm sitting here like, please let me back in. You know, and the honest truth is some people are like, okay, what do you care? Whatever, forget YouTube. Google is extremely powerful and they must stop the censorship must stop. The censorship. We cannot continue after all of this and let them continue to censor people and you know, get away with it. And so, you know, this is very, very important. Now, I know there's so much to tell you, but by the way, so while we're on this subject, and I talked about this a little bit, yeah, there was my, makes me, every time I say this, it makes me so mad. It says, your channel, Freedom Force Battalion, wasn't following our community guidelines. We removed it to protect our community. Okay, how about, we want to throw you in prison to protect humanity. How about that one? How about that one? They're going to be like, we're not giving this girl back her account. Okay, whatever. When we all do have our accounts back over there, get ready because we're going to red pill the world over there. We're going to red pill them all. Anyway, it says, you know, they're trying to protect from me. Y'all trying to protect your community from me. Really? Okay. The gall. The unmitigated gall. It really sends me into orbit. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, I've tried to get the account back for all this time, but anyway, there you go. That's where we are. That's where we are. I put in the appeal. We're going to see what happens with all of that. What they say. So stay tuned on that. And I just, you know that eventually they will be brought up on crimes against humanity, against our, you know, really against our country and really the world, because Google is that big. Okay. But by the way, what I was going to say is, and I posted this on the social media, make sure you're following, you know, Melissa Red Pill on X, make sure you're liking and sharing and all that over there. I appreciate Ms. Kirk saying that she forgives the shooter. Well, the first of all thing is, nobody with a half a brain cell believes that Tyler Robinson killed anybody. First of all, number two, we don't believe, you know, we might not even think, you know, whatever, either way, whether he's still with us or not with us, either way, the point is, there are two things that are not mutually exclusive. I can forgive someone from the heart with accepting that they must pay a consequence for their crime. They're not mutually exclusive. It's extremely important. I saw several people talking about this yesterday. I saw Benny Johnson talking about it. Jack Posobiec was talking about it, and I really appreciate them saying it. I put it on my social media. So this is the thing. They were stopping it and saying, oh, well, she doesn't really make that decision. That's up to the government. And that is true. This is something that is put into the government. You know, they are the ones who bear the sword, as Romans 13 talks about. Fine. But this is the thing. Someone who has had their loved one killed, they are able to go and plead with the judge to say this person should get the death penalty for what they've done. Okay. And it's because, I mean, that person, and they're not being wrong to do that. They are not wrong. They are righteous. This is righteous. They have turned us into such lily-livered weaklings that we don't even accept that someone should have to pay an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Justice must be done. If you remember that famous passage you guys all know from Psalm 139, you know, about, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made and all this. You know what it says later on in the passage? Way at the end, it says, oh God, that you would slay the wicked. Depart from me, you murderers. In that very same psalm, where it looks like, oh, isn't this beautiful? But no one ever talks about those passages. It says, I hate them with a perfect hatred. Your enemies are my enemies. Go look it up in your Bible, Psalm 139. This is extremely important if we want to keep a just society. And this is what I'm going to talk about. President Trump was saying at the UN is that, you know, for these people have got to take a stand to protect their countries, or they're going to lose their countries if they allow the immigrants to completely take over and change their entire culture. Anyway, so for that, I think that, you know, let's all stand and say it is not wrong to call for the death penalty in the case of someone I know or someone that I don't know. Just say this is the just consequence for their actions. Now, I will say this. There are people who have been manipulated, who have been MK Ultra, who have, you know, really are not responsible What I want to do is get to the responsible party. And that's really what I think this whole thing about, you know, it just something doesn't add up. We're saying we want to get to the responsible party and party, not party. And that person has to be held to an account. All right. So now let's jump in here. Amazing president we have. In 7 months, he ended 7 wars. Absolutely amazing. And the UN did nothing. They actually did worse than nothing because they fought him all of the way. Check this out.
Violent war that was. Pakistan and India, Israel and Iran, Egypt and Ethiopia, and Armenia and Azerbaijan. It included all of them. No president or prime minister, and for that matter, no other country has ever done anything close to that. And I did it in just 7 months. It's never happened before. There's never been anything like that. I'm very honored to have done it. It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of the United Nations doing them. And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them. I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from...
Yeah, it was a bad escalator. Anyway, so the point is, it's amazing. Our absolutely amazing president. And the UN... that has, they're supposed to, they have such, you know, high hopes that they're supposed to be saving the world from war. They've done anything but, right? And that's what he was up there just knocking them out about that. So I want to just remind you of this passage in Daniel chapter 7. Yes, 7 through 9. And so this is a very interesting passage. It's talking about this this evil fourth beast. And what I believe that fourth beast is the New World Order, also called the Antichrist. Okay? It's not an Antichrist. It's not one individual. It's a huge conglomerate blob. Okay, all throughout the world, not just in America, but all over the world. After this, I saw in the visions, and behold, there was a fourth animal, awesome, powerful, and exceedingly strong. It had great iron teeth. It broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet. It was different from all the other animals that had been before it. It had 10 horns. But look at this. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which 3 of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and mouth speaking arrogantly. Okay, this, they always talked about this being the little horn. If you remember, there were 3 beasts before this. There was the leopard and the lion and the... and the something else. Why is my brain not remembering? Some other animal. Bear. Russian bear. And so I think it may be symbolizing that those were plucked up because this huge, horrible beast is taking the place of those 3. I go into that, all that in the book, End Times, you know, and 1,000 Years of Peace. Okay. But this is the thing. This little horn, I believe, is potentially the mouthpiece, is potentially the UN. And who do they speak for? They speak on behalf of this criminal mafia, which is the Zionists. That's saving Israel for last. That's really what we're up against. Not the Jews, but the Zionists. It's a huge difference. Huge difference. You've seen that, and I shared this. That one got, you guys helped to get that, hundreds of thousands of views. People saw that the true Jewish man was saying, we all just want to get along. We want to live together and have everybody, you know, at peace. And so clearly that's not what the Zionists want. Okay. So it makes me just wonder, you know, Charlie's so smart. I just can't imagine that he didn't know all that. Not that he said it. You know, he was playing it really smart. It's hard to know, you know, what he knew and what he didn't know. Anyway, so I really think that little horn is the UN speaking on behalf of the Zionists. And they're speaking arrogantly, you know, like, oh, we're, you know, in, or they're just the Zionists. Anyway, this whole, they're all one and the same, really. And that they just speak arrogantly, oh, we're going to go in and destroy Gaza. We're going to go in and destroy Qatar. We're going to go in and destroy, you know, all these countries. So I just really think that that's what that little horn is. Anyway, so now that we're at this point, saving Israel for last. Okay, yeah, so he's saying that they have such a great purpose, but they don't do it. They just send these strongly worded letters. So check out what he says here.
Think of it at the time, because I was too busy working to save millions of lives. That is the saving and stopping of these wars. But later I realized that the United Nations wasn't there for us. They weren't there. I thought of it really after the fact, not during these negotiations, which were not easy. That being the case, what is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
And that's our wonderful president. Praise the Lord for our wonderful president. All right, so then the last couple things I actually have a special guest with me today, and I'm trying to hurry because I want you guys to see what she has to tell you guys. All right, so I've got this wind. There's something in here. It's making my nose tickle. So the UN is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. The UN is supposed to stop these invasions, not create them, and not finance them. The UN budgeted $374 million to fund 625,000 illegal immigrants, and they're ruining your countries. Check this out. That's exactly what he said. Check it out.
Should too often it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. They're not even coming.
It doesn't even look like anybody's listening. They're useless. The useless nations, not the United Nations. It's absolutely embarrassing. But, you know, they're just puppets. I think most of them are just puppets. All right, so I wanted you to see that. And before I forget, you know, another trumpet that he did, that he blasted, was he designated Antifa yesterday. It was so much going on, I didn't even catch it. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't know when. But he made sure that they were designated as a terrorist organization, which opens up a lot of ability to go after, guess who? Soros. I'm telling you, this is the 10 days of awe. I'm telling you, we've been waiting all this on all these things for so long. And I love how he says this at the very end of this video. He says that, you know, each nation, you know, I'm writing the book, The Golden Age. What are we expecting in the Golden Age? There will be nations that won't rise against nation. You know, they won't train for war anymore. Every nation will continue as they have before. But the great thing is he's saying that each nation is beautiful and unique, but they need to be in their own nation instead of going in and destroying another culture. And that's what he's talking about. Check this out.
It's been so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law. But you're in a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. This cannot be sustained. What makes the world so beautiful is that each country is unique. But to stay this way, every sovereign nation must have.
Yes, I love that. I love the way he said that. I've been talking about that in the book. Okay, this is the last thing. Okay, President Trump said this, and I know people were flipping out, and I wanted to come on and tell you. He says, I'm on the side of Israel. I've always been on the side of Israel, really my whole life. I know. Okay, so let me just tell you what he said it, but he means he's for the righteous. He's for, okay, Israel represents the righteous. He cannot come out on the on the Feast of Trumpets and say he's not for Israel, okay? He is for the righteous, and the Zionists are not Israel. And it's very important that we clarify that. There's a very big distinction. They are not Israel. They're imposters. They're fake. They're counterfeit. Okay, so when you hear that, help other people to understand what he's really saying. So here he is right here. Let me make sure I've got the volume.
Get a solution, and it's going to be a solution, hopefully, that's good for everybody. But it's time to stop. We're going to have that very important meeting. I think the meeting we have coming up in the next hour is going to be one of the most important meetings that we'll have here. Now, we've had some important meetings. We've had some great meetings. And I understand where you are and where other people are, too. And we just have to get this, we have to get the hostages back. We want to get the war over.
The day after in Gaza.
Okay, so that's really important distinction. They are not Israel. We support Israel. We support the true Israelites, the true biblical Israel. And so just for helping everyone to understand that. Okay, don't forget, actually, I think it's today is the 9/11 files are just now being released by Tucker. He has a 5-part series. So definitely go and check that out, tuckercarlson.com, the 9/11 files. All right, but before you do, I want you to hear from my wonderful new friend. Her name is Michelle Herman. Are you still here, Michelle? I know I took forever, but I had so many things to say. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. You stayed. Yes. So everybody say hey to Michelle. And so I met her when we went on our trip to Miami, and Keto Carey actually introduced us. And I'm so thankful to have met you. I'm just, I love, you. I love Keto Carey. I love RFK. I love all these true people who have true remedies. So tell us about what you do.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for having me on. It was super exciting to meet you in Miami. And I have to say, you're right. Keto Carey, Carrie Rivera is one of the most impressive women I've ever met. What she's doing for the autism community, how hard she has worked through so many obstacles to keep fighting. It is honestly, I don't even understand how she's done it, but she continues to fight. And I know there's so many frustrations that she still has, but I'm excited. And how Carrie and I met, I actually have been involved with a company and a product called Snoot Spray. Here it is. And it's a nasal spray. It's basically a microbicidal nasal rinse that uses the compound of chlorine dioxide. Yeah. And of course, when I first started hearing about chlorine dioxide, there you go. Cute little sprayers. Was in 2009. I'd never heard of chlorine dioxide before. Like, why would we, right? It's like pretty much a commercial industrial chemical that's been used for 200 years, but it's typically used in water purification, wastewater treatments. Why? Because it is a universal antidote, even according to NASA. NASA actually named it that. And the reason they said that is because of basically the mechanisms of actions. What does it do? Because it's a very strong oxidizer, it actually can obliterate all viruses, mold, spores, yeast, fungus, bacteria, you name it, yeast, and biofilm. And that's a key thing. And so because of this compound, that's what makes it so fabulous in the water purification world. So for instance, a lot of hikers and backpackers and campers, if they look in their duffel bag, they're going to find a set, maybe a couple drops or a couple bottles of water purification. That's chlorine dioxide. You mix part A and part B, mix it together.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I don't know if I told you this when we first met, but I used to have terrible, terrible dizzy spells. And this is right when the movement started back in 2017. And I didn't know what to do. And so I would literally, my husband would come home and I'd be sitting in a chair and I couldn't move because I was so dizzy. I could not function. And so I found out about sodium chloride. Or chlorine dioxide, and I won't really go into the distinction, but bottom line, I found out about that, and I have never had a dizzy spell ever since. So, yeah.
Did you drink it or put it in your ears?
No. I drank it. I just put drops in my water, and I have it on my website. If you're, for anyone who wants to find out about that, you can get the flakes and make it up yourself for the drops, just to drink and just to to cleanse your whole body. But yeah, so then when I saw Carrie in Miami, I think was it Miami? Yeah. And then, and then she introduced us. I was just so excited to see that this is the nasal spray. So the thing about the nasal spray, my Mr. Wonderful, would every morning he would get up and I would hear him go, into his office, and I would hear him make this big noise, blowing his nose. And I've just put one by his desk. I said, I want you to do this every morning and let's just see. Well, I think the first time he did it, it felt a little sting because he had a chronic nasal infection, and then he never does it anymore. Never. Wow. He doesn't even. Yeah, he doesn't make the big. I call him foghorn, leghorn. He doesn't. That's terrible. He doesn't have that anymore. So I just but I love that this is formulated. See, I'm gonna tell you something for those who don't know. Sodium chloride is extremely powerful. If you take too much, it can really make you queasy. It can make you throw up. I mean, because it is extremely powerful. You just need a couple of drops. And I love the fact that this is all your products are formulated so that it's not going to make you sick. You're not going to overdo or underdo. It's going to be exactly the right amount. So
anyway. Yeah, and I think I love that you tried it and you had him try it and it worked. And unbeknownst to us around the world, for the last 30 years, there's been people talking about chlorine dioxide, drinking it, bathing in it, using all these different ways. And we were kind of in our own little world manufacturing products. And my business partner, Valerie, who you met, Valerie Alliger, was really her dad who was really the first one to take chlorine dioxide, which, by the way, is actually a gas. So it's very difficult to manage. You can mix part A and B, sodium chloride, and virtually any acid. It'll come together as a true gas in water. But it's difficult to use because it's going to evaporate. It's going to dissipate. What's the right parts per million? It's a moving target all the time. So it's a great concept, and people are managing. They're really dedicated. They really use it. Even Carrie Rivera, when I met her, I guess it was 3 years ago, she was hardcore. She was dipping her toothbrush in chlorine dioxide, gargling, spraying it up her nose, doing everything, drinking it. And we sent her our products, and it was so cute because she was like, oh my God, these are fantastic. They taste good. They feel good. This is so much easier than mixing it up, which you certainly can. And that's the beauty of chlorine dioxide, is that literally you can get the components, sodium chloride, you can get flakes, you can get liquid. For $20-$30, you can have enough sodium chloride to keep your pool from growing algae, cut scrapes, wounds, you name it.
Okay, I didn't know that. So I want to hear, is that on your website, that protocol? How to do that?
Well, so we don't actually make part A and B, and there's a couple of reasons we don't. We really specialize in making products. So, but there are several companies out there that make chlorine dioxide tablets, like Safrax is one of them. By the way, Safrax, you should have them on. They've been attacked. They've just recently come under some challenges from the EPA after getting EPA approval for their resellers in the past 10 years. They got a stop work order. They were first shut down in California, and they about a couple weeks ago just got a stop work order from the EPA. So there's some things that are still happening out there, and we're thrilled that the censorship is stopping, but it still continues. But that's a great company. They make tablets. They sell all over the globe, and you can throw a couple tablets in your bathtub. It's great. Your skin is soft. It's amazing. You can throw it in your hot tub, your swimming pool. There's a lot of uses for it. And there's a lot of companies that actually make chlorine dioxide gas generators. So they're used really around the globe for so many different applications.
So that's a lot of, it really is. I didn't know anything about that, but I just love that you've got, because I've been using the Snoot spray. And so really great for your nose. And then the mouthwash, I love. You just mix the two together. And and so I know that I have no germies in my mouth. Right. I've got the toothpaste. So tell us more about what the benefits for using that.
So, when I think everyone's kind of finally starting to realize, right, that what makes us sick, right? So it's either, our immune system is under attack or we've been exposed to pathogens. And what chlorine dioxide does, and in the way that we formulate it, is we take this incredible compound that is very effective at getting rid of all pathogens. And we basically make it, we turn them into products that are shelf stable, ready to use, the right concentration, the right pH, so they feel good, taste good. So you can easily incorporate chlorine dioxide into your daily routine. So like, I love the mouthwash. I have it sitting on my bathroom counter every, you know, morning, every night, just a couple pumps of each, let it sit, do a little rinse and a gargle. And the snoot spray is great because you can just literally mix it up and take it with you for the week, throw it in your purse, your pocket. And this is a way of getting chlorine dioxide in you, on you, to really fight the battle against all the pathogens that are coming our way, right? So things that we breathe in, you know, the nose is the first layer of filter, the mouth also. But these products are very gentle. Chlorine dioxide not only kills pathogens, but it's also a, it's an oxidizer, actually helps promote healing. So unlike other oxidizers out there and other compounds that may kill bacteria or virus or mold, whatever, they don't have any healing capabilities, but chlorine dioxide does. So it's a really unique compound. And working with Valerie's dad, he's invented dozens and dozens of products over the years. He first started doing it in the 70s. One of the things your audience will be interested in, I think, and we'll have to have a separate conversation about, I'll send you all this stuff, is Howard Alger, his first company, Alcide. We have letters, emails, or not emails, yeah, some emails, but mostly they're letters, they're press conferences, they are clinical trials and studies with multiple entities of the U.S. government saying, yes, we tested your chlorine dioxide formulation for XYZ, it was 100% effective, blah, blah, blah. And there are entities that you would recognize that have not been very nice to us, the CDC, the FDA, the USDA, the DOD, every organization you could think of has tested these products with us over the decades. And why haven't you heard about them until now? We have been absolutely victims of censorship. And if it weren't for folks like Kara Rivera and Mark Grennan and the entire community of chlorine dioxide advocates and experts around the globe, it's thanks to them. They've really kept it going. So what we do is we've kind of brought the historical science to these group of advocates who could see it work right in front of them. And this is kind of what we add to this, is we bring all the details, all the science and the historical aspect.
Well, and what I love is, you know, to be honest, I had actually, once I'd stopped having the dizzy spells, I actually, you know, kind of stopped drinking it on a daily basis. And because, you know, the thing when you drink it, you have to be really careful that you're not having any food in your stomach because it can make you queasy and all these different things where, you know, I was having these issues. But the great thing is I know with this, I'm getting it into my body every day, you know, just by using mouthwash and the toothpaste and the nasal spray. And it's already in my body. And just keep, I just love that about it. So, and it's not expensive. It's wonderful. I love this also about the snoot spray. You guys, this little bottle right here, how long do you say, two months, whatever that you were supposed to switch it out?
So basically, when you get the kit, it comes with two little bottles inside, A and B, that you mix together. And once you mix them and put it in this little sprayer, essentially it's good for a week. So again, the chlorine dioxide, it's a gas. So when you mix it, immediately it generates chlorine dioxide, but it reaches a peak strength at about 10 to 12 hours in the nasal sprayer. And then over the next several days, the chlorine dioxide actually dissipates, it outgasses through the top. And essentially at the end of a week, if you have anything left at the end of the week, it's pretty easy to go through it. Then it basically converts to salt water, which is fine until you mix a new batch. So this kit will last you anywhere from six to 12 weeks.
So it won't hurt. It won't hurt you. It's just not as effective as the sodium chloride.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Saline is fine. Chlorine dioxide's better.
Okay. So you said something about on the mouthwash that you let it sit when you, because I take that little pump right there. You guys see right here that I'm doing the little circle around. I do that pump and I do three little pumps of each. Yes. And so it's blue. So tell us, you let it sit for a little bit. So tell us why you do that.
Okay. So essentially this is two parts. We have three products that are two parts because they have flavoring in them. So the snoot spray actually has a cinnamon flavor, makes it feel good, taste good. We have essentially spearmint, peppermint in our mouthwash and our toothpaste. So when you mix a two part, once you mix it, you'll see, this one's empty. I already used it. It'll be light, light blue. But as the longer you let it sit, the blue coloring, by the way, for all those who are freaking out about colors, the coloring is there. It's a teeny tiny amount. And once you start to mix it, the chlorine dioxide will actually oxidize the coloring. So the longer you let it sit. So you let it sit, like, say 15 seconds minimum, 30 seconds to a minute, you'll see the coloring basically will start to change from blue to green to yellow. And if you let it sit for 5 minutes, it'll be pretty much yellow, which is the color of chlorine dioxide. So what'll happen on the mouthwash is, for regular rinsing, if you don't have any issues going on, letting it sit for 15 seconds is fine. It actually tastes best at probably 15 to 30 seconds. The longer you let it sit, it will get stronger, but the flavoring will be oxidized. So you can tell by the color and the smell. So it'll won't taste as good, but it will be stronger. So if you've got a toothache or something going on, a sore in your mouth, letting it sit a little bit longer will really help knock it out. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Well, that's great. I tested that. So because I was, just want to make sure, so that's the great thing about sodium chlorate. It oxidizes anything that is bad for us, which really is the way I say it. I don't know if that's
I'd have to agree. I think Howard Allinger said there's no pathogen yet that we met that we haven't killed.
So, oh, wow. I love that. Okay. Yeah. So when you go to the website, you guys, freedomforce.live, yes. Freedomforce. And I just put the link over in the chat. And so I'm sure Songbird has already put this in the comments. When you go there, then I have some information over on that page, freedomforce.live/CD, as in chlorine dioxide, but it takes you directly over to their website. Is there something you want to show us while we are here at this site?
Sure. Well, I'd say this is a great site. This has all of the products that we offer right now. So skincare line, amazing foaming facial cleanser, body wash, acne gel, toenail fungus, warts. We even have dog toothpaste. And of course, the mouthwash, the toothpaste. We even have a water, dental water line sanitizers for the dental offices. And of course, the snoot spray is there too. And on this site, there's some good stuff. If you click on the tab that's the science, people are wanting, like, how do I know? How come I haven't heard about this before? Okay. Under that top tab that says the science, you'll see all kinds of white papers and studies. And there's some amazing comparisons that we've done where we've actually had labs do this for us, where we compare Listerine to the mouthwash, and Paradex is common. And there's a lot of holistic dentists really like to use these products with their patients because compared to some of the things that are historically used, Paradex, I think this actually has iodine in it, chlorhexidine. Those are rinses that if you're having any kind of oral surgery, a lot of people don't like to use it because they don't taste good. And I think in Paradex cases, it's got iodine. So it turns your teeth and all the gauze brown. So people don't like. So what happens is they get the surgery and they're like, ooh, this tastes terrible. It looks disgusting. So the challenge with having people recover from these things is increased. But the Deoxy Rinse mouthwash, because it doesn't make anything brown. In fact, it is actually a whitening agent, and it's fresh, it's easy. There's a lot of oral surgeons who really demand that their patients use these before they do any kind of surgery. So it's a phenomenal follow-on to it.
Yes, I love it. So yeah, so the same thing with the toothpaste, that you mix the two colors together, okay?
Yes.
And so then bottom line, it's perfectly, wonderfully safe for you. So don't worry about anything about that. But it's this one. There was one with fluoride, and there's one without fluoride. So there's
Believe it or not, we still have a lot of dentists that insist on fluoride. So we gotta offer people want what they want, and we're happy that they're just getting chlorine dioxide, right?
Yeah. So this is the one that I got, which was, I know it's kind of hard to see with this little button in the way. Orange.
You can just close that.
Hit
that
X. Okay. All right. So this one right here, I like because it has the mouthwash and the toothpaste and the snoot spray in it. And it lasts a long, 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 long time. So anyway, that was the one that I kind of was recommending. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's for somebody who's just starting, honestly, that frontline care kit it's a great price. It comes all together. Those are our three most popular products. And you really get a chance to really experiment with them and figure out, what do you like and how do you like to use it? And it's a really good introduction. And a lot of people start with that and they fall in love with them. And then they're like, what else you got? Oh, I'll try your foaming facial cleanser. I'll try your acne gel or try your wound care gel. Yeah. So those are really, I think that's a great place to start. And you look at even, price per ounce. We're very competitively priced compared to everything, all these other products that are on the market that frankly are way inferior to chlorine dioxide, right? The ingredients that are out there, they're really just masking agents. They don't really do anything.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a pretty, you know, these actually work. So, you know, it's not just like you're just, you know, you're just cleaning. You're actually doing something, which is nice.
And I think they get a discount. I don't even know, to be honest. I put this on my website and I haven't really paid attention to exactly how it works. But you guys, I think all my people loved it so much. I think we made you guys, you know, sell out of your products.
Yeah. It's been crazy. We get these interviews like this and we just like sell out of everything, which is a, you know, good problem to have. But I'll also tell you, if you want to go to the Snoot Spray website too, we have two different websites, long story. But if you go to snootspray.com, this is primarily focused on the nasal spray. But what we also sell are books. And I'm trying to really be a bookseller for people like Carrie Rivera. In fact, if you go under shop and under books we love down there, kind of on the bottom, books we love, we are carrying Carrie Rivera's new autism book. It's her latest edition. Oh, we need to change that. We've got it in stock now. It just got published yesterday. We have it on the snootspray.com website. And I actually put together a promotion for the audience members of yours who are interested in autism vaccine injury, and they're also interested in chlorine dioxide. We have a special where if you buy Carrie's book, we're going to give you 25% off any Snoot product. You can go on there and also just, and oh, I made a special code also.
Okay.
So people don't forget. And this is tied to your affiliate program. So you go to the snootspray.com website, buy Carrie's book, get any kind of Snoot product, and enter the code Tylenol. And we'll get you 25% off the Snoot product.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the beauty.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also, you know, one of the things I want to say about even the books here and what we do at Snoot Spray is we actually hire a lot of special needs workers. We're working with a company here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that has been dedicated to hiring special needs workers, most of whom have autism. And we've been in business, they've been in business for 45 years this November. So when you buy something off the snootspray.com website, know that it's packed, it's shipped. We leverage this community. They are thrilled to have meaningful work. So not only are we trying to help educate the world about the benefits of chlorine dioxide, how it works, how it can help for autism, for vaccine injury, but we're actually giving these folks jobs. You know, there's awesome. So many just so,
love
so
that.
Smart.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful connection. That's beautiful. So, but yeah, it's that so many people have been vaccine injured and it affects them for the rest of their lives. And I just believe in the golden age, as I was saying before, that we'll have joy that no one can take away. And that means that we'll have the healing. And a big part of that is these natural products that literally, you know, I literally would not be able to function if I was dizzy all the time. And I don't have that anymore. I mean, I wasn't hurting. I just couldn't do anything but just sit in a chair. And it was absolutely miserable. If you've never been dizzy, you don't even know. It is terrible. I'm so very thankful to have found it. And it worked so quickly too. So yeah, I didn't even know about that. Okay. So is there a code that they use on the other channel, on the other site?
Yeah, so your other code on the Frontier
Pharmacy. I should know.
Your regular FF something?
FFB, Freedom Force Battalion. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that code will get you 5% off on the Frontier Pharmaceutical website.
Okay.
And you can buy all the products there as well.
All right. Good deal. All right. Well, the main thing is, I think that mostly I just want to make sure that everybody's got the things that they need to be healthy. We have, this whole thing, we just suffer too much. I'm over it. And we just all have to get well. We might not even know what is the cause of the malady, but sodium chloride can find it and solve it. And that's what's really amazing. You know, you might have, who knows what, maybe something in your liver or your gallbladder or whatever. And if there's some kind of pathogen, it'll find it and oxidize it and purge it from your body. Absolutely amazing. All right. So I do want to have your other friend who started this. I want her to come on and explain some of these things to us. Is there anything else that you want to tell everybody before we jet?
Well, I'm one of the things I was going to show you pictures if we have a minute or two.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture because...
Oh, I need to stop sharing. I need to stop sharing
Okay, all right. I'm going to show you something that I think is very relevant to what's happening today.
I don't know exactly how I'm going to do this. Okay, let me see.
Okay, I think I got it.
Stop. I have to stop sharing. All right, now you can do it.
Okay,
good.
Can you see my...
Yay, yes.
Okay. Oh my God, it's working. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we work with a lot of doctors, and overwhelmingly they are hearing from their patients vaccine injury and turbo cancer, right? So from all these people that got the COVID shot. And so we participate in a lot of X spaces. There's a lot of good quality people doing groups that are support groups, and they're pulling in doctors and they're trying to work on solutions and let's get these people better. Let's give them some relief. And so I participate in a lot of these, and I give away a lot of our products because I know that chlorine dioxide, the first time I started hearing about these symptoms that people were having, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure chlorine dioxide probably work on most of those. And I'd say 2 years ago, I thought, probably 70% of those problems it would probably work on. Today, I'd say probably 95% of those problems. So this is an example. There was a gal that was on a call. This is a couple months ago, and her story was horrific. She actually had a horrible fallout from the flu shot from 2005. And of course had been through, multiple doctors, multiple, steroids, this, that. And her story was just gut-wrenching. And I didn't even tell Val. I told her, I sent her so many of our products for free because I was like, this woman is suffering so bad. I'm going to find something that will work for her. If we can give her even, a little tiny bit of relief on something, I'd feel really, really good about that. So I sent her all this stuff and I kind of forgot about it, honestly. And I get this email one day, but this is her email from Darlene. She was so funny. She's like, never in a million years did I think a nasal spray could help me with any of this stuff. And she goes through her whole story, what she tried, what the doctor suggested. She was literally in a coma. She had to learn how to walk again. Cytokine storm. And her doctors were like, yeah, you just have some take a steroid, take a chill pill, lady. And that's what's happening to all these vaccine injured. That's all they're getting because the doctors, the mainstream medical doctors, they have run out of options. They don't know what else to give these patients. So they're frustrated. So that's why a lot of them are now turning to chlorine dioxide.
Right. It's very similar to hydroxychloroquine. It's a sister to that. Yes. And so President Trump has known about this, obviously. Yes. And you can see by what he's did today or yesterday about this, the autism, he just feels so strongly, you can tell it breaks his heart. He wants everybody to be well. So love it. Look at this. What in the world? This rash. Good night. What's that?
He had this rash for 20 years. Oh, 20 years.
Yeah.
She tried everything under the sun. Two weeks.
Yep.
It's gone.
Yep. One of my dear friends, she said she had this little itchy thing on her tummy and it was just driving her crazy. She sure wished she could figure out something, and she'd had it for years, like 20 years. I gave her some sodium chloride and and it's gone. All well.
This stuff is amazing. It really is. And this is mind blowing when you see this. This was really transformative for me because a lot of people certainly are drinking chlorine dioxide, at small concentrations. But there's a lot of people who just can't go there. It's just a bridge too far. It sounds crazy. They think it's just preposterous. They will not do it. And so it's like, but you don't even have to do it. These are topical products. This is the mouthwash, in the nose and the mouth, not exactly topical, mucous membrane, the face wash, the wound gel. That's all she used. She didn't drink chlorine dioxide. She just used these products. And she had this 20-year horrific, annoying as hell, and 2 weeks it cleared it all up. Wow. And that's what we're seeing. Yep. That's what we're hearing.
Well, and one of my dear friends had her grandchild had a staph infection.
Oh, wow.
And within I think 2 days it was gone.
Yeah. Staph. Yeah. This stuff is incredible. I mean, I have to say, the gentleman who kind of coined the term miracle mineral solution, now you understand why. Right. It's like, oh, my God, it's miraculous. The FDA doesn't exactly like that too much.
But it's remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, it really is when you realize what this compound is, how it works, all the different ways that you can use it, apply it without even drinking it. I mean, drinking it's cool, but you don't need to. You give somebody that's got that's snoring a lot, that's already, hey, try this great nasal rinse. And it's really funny because people who will resist chlorine dioxide like crazy, when we show them, we saw this on Amazon. It has a barcode it's a real product. All of a sudden they're like, okay, I'll try that.
Right.
People who
I will say that, yes, I didn't really do chlorine dioxide because it is very, very strong. Right. But this way, I love that we're getting it into our bodies, and we're also supporting patriots while we do it. All right. Was there anything else?
Oh, that was it. But yeah, we'd love to come back and tell you more stories.
Yes, I just love it. Okay, so maybe you can take off the share and then I'll be able to get control. I don't know. I don't I don't ever do that. I'm so glad that you came on. I'm so glad that we know each other. And I just think that this is a way that people can take it and it's not so complicated. And it's something you can incorporate into your daily routine and make sure that you're protecting your body. I just love it. Thank you for all that you guys are doing. We just love it. And it's really coincides with what President Trump is doing. You know, because a big part of what Keto Carry does for the children who have autism is the sodium chloride to help to cleanse this.
We make it easy. You know, again, there's a lot of autistic parents that won't touch with chlorine dioxide oral consumption. They will not touch it. They think it's insane. But I'll tell you, I had a friend of mine, a doctor that I've known for a couple of years, and I load him up with all the products. I had him do a call with Carrie. He's got nine-year-old son, who had autism, mild autism, hardly talked at all. And I met the kid several times, hardly said a peep. And he liked to pump the mouthwash. So that's the only thing he's using is the mouthwash. And he's using it once or twice a day. And 6 months later, I see the guy at this meeting and he walks in and he says, it was so touching. He was like, my son hardly said a word 6 months ago. Now I cannot shut him up because of this.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And it's really just these pathogens. We've just got to purge our body of these things that they've, you know, poisoned us with. And that's, I talk about this a lot, Michelle, because we've got to get well, we've got to, you know, get our health back. And a big part of that is just detoxing. Right. So let's pray before we go. Isn't that cool? You guys, I knew you would you'd love Michelle. I knew you'd love her. I'm so glad to be friends now. Lord, I thank you for all these wonderful things that you're revealing to us so that we can have our health back. So when we go into the golden age, what good is it if we have all these other problems solved and we don't have our health? We just know that you are going to reveal all the ways that we can get our health back. And this is a big one to get this detoxing. Thank you for our wonderful president and for RFK and for all these wonderful people who've made these amazing products. And thank you for guiding us to them. And so that we don't have to rely on big pharma that we know is not working for our good. And we just thank you for everything that's happening, all the truth that's coming out, Lord, the big trumpet blasts that are happening this week. We're ready to see us go right into the golden age and have everyone healthy, have all the financial needs met, have their restoration of their family members, just everything, and the evildoer's gone. Thank you for this promise in your word. Help us to share this truth everywhere we can so people can come out from under the bed and realize the wonderful day that we're right at the door of this being fulfilled. And we just praise you and thank you that you bought all this for us, Lord Jesus, with your own blood on the cross, and that you are the King of the world. And soon everyone will know it, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. Okay, so I'm going to see you. Oh, somebody says Melly's awesome. Yeah. Oh, no, you said Michelle's awesome. I thought you were talking about me. Okay. What about me? Yeah, Michelle's awesome. Yeah. What's the website with Michelle? Okay, so go to freedomforce.live/CD, as in chlorine dioxide. Okay. I think I put it on there, Songbird, right? So freedomforce.live/CD. I try to make it easy. And so then it'll take you right to the other site. And I'll make sure that snootspray.com. Yeah, and make sure you just...
Yeah, that's what we got, that special deal with the book. The Tylenol.
Tylenol. Love it. They're flipping out about that. All right, guys. Okay, I'm going to be on... I'll make sure that we have those all typed into the chat before we go. All right. Anything else?
Okay. Well, we look forward to the next conversation. Yes, we can make this a whole series, I think.
Yes, yes. All right, guys. Love you. And I'll see you Saturday morning at 10:30. Don't forget to do your homework in our book. We're going to start on Zechariah. Okay, guys, it's going to be okay. It's going to be good. All right. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.